Friends in Christ, grace and mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. The first Sunday of Advent, and when we light the first candle, is often referred to as the prophecy candle. And this morning we look into one of the prophecies of the coming of the Christ in Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 14 through 16. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. This is God's word. Please be seated. Well, I titled the sermon today, Shaken, Not Disturbed. And I was curious to know how many of you recognize that play on words. Just can you put up a little hand. Do you recognize? Who recognizes that little play on words? Nobody? Okay, you do. Thank you. Somebody recognizes it. Okay, you recognize it. I asked Joyce in the office this week if she got it, and she didn't. So I had to explain to her that it's a takeoff from a famous catchphrase by none other than James Bond, right? James Bond. And it so happens, you know, right now there is a new James Bond movie in the theaters called Skyfall, and I haven't seen it myself, but I can almost guarantee you that somewhere in the course of that movie, James Bond is going to use that catchphrase when he orders his vodka martini, shaken, not stirred. And I had explained that connection to Joyce, and she said, oh, probably only the guys will get it. And maybe James Bond is a guy thing, I don't know. And when I first had that idea, that first occurred to me, to use the title Shaken, Not Disturbed, really I was only thinking of the similarity of the sounds, shaken, not stirred, shaken, not disturbed. But then as I got to thinking about it a little bit more, it seemed even more appropriate because of who James Bond is, that fictitious character, and because of a character trait of his that I thought, well, I was going to be talking about anyway today. And that is the ability of James Bond to stay calm and cool no matter what kind of a storm is brewing around him. No matter how many guns are aimed at him and firing at him. No matter how many explosions are blowing up around him. No matter how dire his situation or how sinister and powerful his enemies, Bond always keeps his cool. Shaken, not disturbed. All right, what's shaking up your world? An unstable stock market? A bad economy? Last election? Rumors of wars? A report from the doctor, maybe? A difficult relationship? Maybe the death of another youth in our congregation? Whatever it is that is shaking up your world, Jeremiah can relate to it. His world was being shaken too, you know. First of all, Jeremiah's world was shaken by the call of God to speak God's word at a time when people hated God's word and despised anyone who would dare to speak its truth, even to the point of threatening violence against God's spokesmen. And death. And the kicker was, for Jeremiah, that when he thought about quitting his job as a prophet to avoid all the heat that was being put on him from without, God's word burned inside of him like a fire from within. And so he felt like he was trapped between a rock and a hard place. He was tired of feeling all the heat from his fellow countrymen who hated God's word. And yet, if he didn't preach it, God's word burned inside of him like it was shut up in his bones, and he was tired of holding it in. And then, as if that inner turmoil wasn't enough, Jeremiah's world on the outside was also being shaken. His nation, his country, his beloved nation was about to collapse. The Babylonians were about to conquer Jerusalem, to kill many of its inhabitants, including his friends and family members, and to enslave its population. The glory of Jerusalem, that magnificent temple that Solomon built, would soon be flattened. So Jeremiah found himself at the crossroads of this inner and outer world. He was called to announce God's judgment to a nation that had rejected God and that God was about himself to reject. So, if you ever feel some forces shaking up your world and your life, you can be sure that it probably doesn't surpass the internal and the external challenges that were shaking up the world of Jeremiah. He can relate. He understands. And into this shaken world, God sends this remarkable word for Jeremiah and through Jeremiah for each one of us. Again, listen to that word. In those days, at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which that branch will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Such calming, healing words. Such restoring and refreshing words. A certain word. And even more than a word, this is a game changer. This changes reality. The Jerusalem of Jeremiah's day is about to experience violence and bloodshed and anguish and enslavement. But Jeremiah says the day will come when once again Jerusalem will dwell securely and will enjoy prosperity. God would once again lavish his blessings upon her in a reversal of fortunes brought about by the one who will bring justice and righteousness, the branch from David's stem. Jesus, the seed of David, fulfills these wonderful promises precisely as Jeremiah prophesied. Security? Security when your world is being rocked and shaken? It's yours in Christ the Lord. It's yours, O Israel, O Jerusalem. In your baptism, you were joined to Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection. His death took away all of Israel's sins, and his resurrection brings about a change of our fortunes forever. So we who live in a world that is often shaken by crimes and disasters and tragedies and deaths and misfortunes of every kind, nevertheless, stand firm upon Zion. We are built and founded upon the rock of our salvation. And that's why Psalm 99 can say almost in taunting tones, "The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned in Jerusalem, let the earth shake. He is my rock, my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken." Shaken, but not disturbed. You know, it only takes a moment's reflection to realize that those who would offer you security in this world really cannot deliver on their promise. Not ultimately. The stock market, politicians, insurance, health and fitness, popularity. No matter, you name it, no matter what you have in this world, it's not beyond being shaken to the core. There's no security there. And consider the bitter lessons that we've learned as a congregation and as a community, that even youth and physical strength offer us no security from the forces that can shake our lives and our world. How misspent is a life that is devoted to these things as though they were God's. That's Jeremiah's message. And we still need to hear it. And while a majority of people rejected God's word then and still reject it today, thankfully for us, the Holy Spirit called us by that gospel to faith in His Son, and to take hold of us so that we might take hold of a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And so we confess our sins. We rejoice in God's forgiveness for the sake of David's seed, Jesus. And now in Christ, even people like us are given strength to be James Bonds in our own right. And though the whole world be shaken, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be tossed into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its surging, though loved ones die, though investments fail, though wars rage, though diseases ravage, we will not be moved, shaken, not disturbed, for God is our rock and our salvation. In the name of Jesus, amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.